Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. A little Chicago bring us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to check out my blog, check out the newsletter. Subscribe to that, please. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Maybe I'll have a QR code there on that one of these days when I come into the second decade of the 21st century. And lots of stuff there on our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to take our poll question, which is right there on the homepage. It's easy to do, a couple of clicks, and you can even see how the poll is going so far. And, of course, we comment on the poll results every week in the newsletter and then later on the show. Rick Matheson is our guest. He's our good friend, a marketing expert extraordinaire, the author of The On-Demand Brand. Rick, and by the way, his name, Matheson, is spelled I-E in the middle. Rick, how can we find your book and how can we find you, please?
Sure. So ondemandbrand.com will tell you all about the book, and rickmatheson.com will get you all about me.
And that's M-A-T-H-I-E-S-O-N if you're Googling him. Rick, you were just mesmerizing us with some new things coming at us from a technology standpoint. What are some of the next things that we'll be seeing next decade?
Yeah, so we talked about QR codes in the first segment there, and we started to talk about augmented reality.
Yeah.
So this is technology that creates the impression or illusion of a 3D holographic image that appears right before your very eyes when viewed on your computer screen or the screen of your mobile phone. Now, here's why this is important. Best Buy has started placing little AR markers, augmented reality markers, in some of their Sunday flyers. So when you receive this flyer in the mail, you just hold it up to your webcam on your computer, and let's say the product that's being advertised is a new HP laptop or something. That laptop is going to pop up right before your very eyes in 3D on your screen. So you'll actually be able to get a sense of its actual size and
wow.
It'll call out some of the features of that device, and then be able to link you to the ability
wow.
to buy that right online.
So you can actually. So you're saying some of the better websites, if you're looking at a product, will show you the 360 view. You can spin it around and everything. You're saying this thing will pop that up in a holographic 3D image.
Yes, and you'll be able to interact with it, move it around, turn it upside down, and. It's really, really exciting technology.
When will this be available?
So this is available now. I mean, this technology is around right now. Implementing it is a little costly. It's a little bit larger business now, but it is going to very quickly come to the small business arena. And here's where, it gets very important for those small businesses that might be running web businesses, small boutiques or something that they'll close or whatever.
Yep.
Ray-Ban has a function on their website where you can literally try on their sunglasses before you
come
place
on,
a purchase.
Come on.
The technology uses your webcam to triangulate the distance your face is from your monitor screen, and it scales down the glasses to exactly the size they'd be on your face, and you can turn from side to side and see exactly what those sunglasses are going to look like on your face.
Well, I never buy sunglasses unless I make sure that they're cool from all angles.
Of course, yeah. I mean, that's kind of the missing ingredient for the web so far, is you haven't
wow.
been able to try it. So
wow.
this is huge.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who still think that you don't need a web presence, these are examples. And I know they're out there a little bit. These are definitely envelope pushing things that Rick's talking about. But folks,
yeah.
this is if you don't have a website, if you aren't constantly upgrading the what you make available to your customers, even if they don't buy from you online, even if they need to come into your store, but if you're not giving them some kind of an experience online, everything Rick's talking about is you getting another generation behind. And the more, if you get too many generations behind, ladies and gentlemen, you have a distinct chance of becoming irrelevant. What do you think,
sure.
Rick?
Yep, absolutely true. And a lot of these tools in AR, they're expensive now, prices coming down quickly, and there are tools that you can already leverage. I mean, there's things like there's an iPhone app that just came out this last week where interior designers can hold up their mobile phone, their iPhone,
yeah.
to a room and literally drop in clothes furniture into the scene so that their clients
come on.
Can see.
Holographically?
Yeah, it will. It's a 3D representation. So they can grab a table or a chair.
Hey, Rick, you're frightening me now.
It's cool. So think about the small interior designers out there, how impressive that would be. It's a tool that they can just go get and walk into a client's house and say, oh, yeah, let's, you know.
So when I started my career, Rick, I made my living with a big pen and an Underwood 5 typewriter and carbon paper. And so my career has spanned from carbon paper to holograms.
Yes. Yep. Holograms. Absolutely. Mine too.
It's amazing. All right, we got time. One more quick one.
Yes. So this one's a little bit more provocative, not for every small business, but it's something to think about. It's called targeted audio. So this is technology that transmits audio, say a radio commercial or a product pitch, so that only you can hear it, seemingly from inside your own head, and the person standing next to you doesn't hear a thing. So this is technology that
what's the application?
So McDonald's has been testing it in stores where it'll speak in English or Spanish to talk about the daily promotion.
Oh, you're saying anybody, both of you hear it, but only you, only, but it's not broadcast. It's not loudspeaker.
It's not broadcast.
We've been kind of doing that on the radio. I've been sending out little subliminal messages to my audience for a long time now. They don't realize that I've been programming them. You know, it's the Manchurian Candidate kind of thing. Hey, Rick, give us the website quickly one more time.
So, ondemandbrand.com.
Thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thanks for having me.
That's the title of his book, by the way, folks. It's outstanding. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I want a dream lover, so
I don't have to dream alone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.